In this episode of Empowered Educator, I'm deep diving into the steps to becoming a curriculum director, from the essential certifications required to the intricate process of curriculum development. I'll guide you through each stage. You will learn how to leverage teaching experience, acquire the necessary skills and certifications, and align the curricula with the educational standards. Tune in and take your first step toward a rewarding journey in curriculum leadership. Hi, friend. Are you ready to move into a leadership position? Do you have interests and ambitions that you want to pursue, but feel like you don't know how to take that next step? Maybe you want to start your own coaching or consulting agency. I'm Mel, and I help educators define their career path through correct mindset, knowing your options, and getting prepared for your career transition. I will show you how to level up your leadership skills, share your expertise in a new way, create impact on a larger scale, and put your leadership in motion. As an educator for over 20 years, I started to feel underused and like I had more to give. I knew when the time had come for me to leave the classroom and effect change on a larger level. Now, I'm ready to help you determine where your talents and skills mesh with your passions and interests, put your leadership in motion, and move into that next phase of your educational career journey. Let me help you define your career path by having the right mindset, knowing your options, and getting prepared for that next leadership position. So power up and put your leadership in motion. Hello, hello. Welcome to the show, my friends. Happy Friday. I am so excited to be back here with part two of my talk on how to become a curriculum director. In my job as a dean of instruction, of course, I wasn't the curriculum director, but I was the director of our building, basically. So anything curriculum and instruction kind of fell under my wheelhouse. So I learned a whole lot as a dean of instruction. I actually learned more during those 2 years about how things work and like backward design and really making sure there's alignment between your standards and your curriculum. And I learned a lot of stuff the last 2 years. And it is all valuable information that I could take with me if I wanted to ever move back into being a curriculum director or something like that. I told you all about what a curriculum director does last week. Well, this week, I would like to talk to you about how you become a curriculum director. Becoming a curriculum director typically involves a combination of education, experience, and some skills. Curriculum directors are responsible for designing, implementing, and evaluating educational programs and the curricula within the schools or the educational institution. So you really have to know your stuff, and that takes a little bit of time. So here's a general roadmap to help you become a curriculum director. Number one, get some prior teaching experience. And of course, you're going to have to. But it is highly valuable for you to understand the practical aspects of curriculum development and implementation before you try to be someone who is over the entire aspect of curriculum development and implementation. You're learning those skills in your classroom already, but you need to think large scale. So participate on the curriculum committee with your school or your district. You know, they work together in reviewing, revising, and then creating new curricula for the buildings or the district. And when you participate on the curriculum team, you really gain a lot of experience by contributing, learning, and collaborating with your colleagues. It helps give you a better understanding or a better perspective of the challenges, helps you learn those state standards. And there's probably going to be some curriculum mapping to help you understand the different subjects and grade levels and how it aligns with those standards and across those grade levels. So you have that horizontal and vertical alignment. And you get experience with that curriculum review and feedback when you're really immersed or engaged in the process of reviewing that existing curriculum. It helps really provide you with a lot of information on the breakdown, how it looks, how it's supposed to be delivered. and you get a really good understanding of all of those curriculum components. And you need to develop some really relevant skills if you're going to be a curriculum director. You need to understand that curriculum design. You need to really think about your communication and your leadership skills. You really have to have strong leadership skills and be able to communicate, because you're going to be in front of people a lot. You're going to be presenting some professional development. So you need to know how to do that and how to connect with people and how to really connect what you're saying in a way that they can understand it. You are definitely going to need to know some data analysis. So you really need to be brushing up on your skills on how to collect the right kind of data, how to analyze the right kind of data, and how to use that data. And then instructional technology is really something that you don't always think about for curriculum directors. But we have a lot of online programs that are part of the curriculum. So there is maybe the physical component, but then there's that online component as well. And you need to really know how to navigate the online components as well as the written components. And one way you can do this is, number two, is through professional development. It is really a good idea to attend some workshops, some seminars, some conferences that are focused on curriculum development. You can find a lot of free things online and just attend those, or maybe watch your webinar during a prep time or during your lunch if you have that option. And sometimes you can, if you sign up, if you can't make it at that moment, they will send you a recording of it. And so you can watch it at your own time. And so sign up for things and see what happens. But that will give you some exposure to all those latest trends, the methodologies, and the tools that you need. And then you need to lead some professional learning, offer some workshops and training sessions over the things that you learned in your own workshops and training sessions. Offer those to your fellow educators on the curriculum and those curriculum-related topics. And this not only showcases your expertise, but it also helps solidify your understanding of those key concepts. When I was a principal, I was all for PD, but you needed to come back prepared to teach some other people what you had learned, because I wanted my building's monies to be worth all of the learning that it was being used for. So my teachers would come back and they would teach the other teachers how to use or what they learned and how to use it in their classroom. And when you're doing that, you're gaining that confidence, you're building the skills, and those are things you can add to your resume and be successful and help you be successful in an interview. Number three is that certification. In Missouri, that's where I'm from, to be a curriculum director, the certification requirements are that you have to have a master's degree. So our state education department, their qualifications are like a master's degree in, say, like educational leadership or curriculum and instruction or some kind of related field. So I encourage you to get on your State Department of Education's website and really dig in and see what those certifications are specific to your state. And that's also going to determine what college that you attend, because you really need to pick a college that is going to get you what you need. And there are different programs in different colleges, so you have to like really research that as well, just to know what the name is of the program that will get you what you need to become a curriculum director. In one school, it may be called Master of Education in Curriculum and Instruction. In another school, it may be called a Master of Arts in Education with concentration in Curriculum and Instruction. Some offer technology components. You just have to really dig in and really do your research to know what is offered at that college. And also, it might be a good idea to look. Most colleges now offer virtual learning, so check and see what you can find. And then number four, once you have all that you need to be a curriculum director, you've got some experience with curriculum, you have gotten your master's degree, you've really built your skills in data collection analysis, and you are ready to apply as a curriculum director. You're ready to apply for some positions. So do some research on the districts that you want to apply at. And this may be your own district. And tailor your resume and your cover letter to highlight all of that experience that you've been working on for the last couple of years while you were trying to get your degree, and then you can highlight that in your resume. And then you are also a lot more prepared for those interviews. You're able to showcase your knowledge that you've gained by being on that curriculum team, and you've really, really honed those skills. And so you're much more knowledgeable and versed when you go into an interview. And if you need a little bit of help getting this all lined out, figuring out what you need to do, what steps you need to take, reach out. You can click on the link in the show notes for a career transition complimentary empowerment session with me. I would love to talk with you and see if I can help you make this process a little bit smoother. I understand what you need to put on a resume and in your cover letter. So reach out. I can help you with that. And we can do a little bit of work together to make sure that your transition from the classroom into curriculum director, I cannot talk today, is a smooth one. I hope that this show blessed you in some way today. And if it did, I would really, really appreciate it if you would hop on over to Apple Podcasts or Apple iTunes and leave me a rating and a review. That way I know you're listening to the show, and it helps get me bumped up there so other people can find me. So I would really appreciate it if you could do that for me. I hope today's show was a blessing to you as you continue on your path toward everything that God has in store for your life. May the Lord bless and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift you up and give you peace. Bye-bye.